Pretty Dece, here we go. Facebook.com/Pretty Dece Show. It's time to geek out with Josh, your host.
What's up, everybody? I'm Josh Meek, the Uber Geek. Welcome to Pretty Dece, your daily entertainment and pop culture show. Now, a show that I enjoyed immensely just wrapped up today. The 13th and final episode came out, and that is the anime Megalo Box. Now, a lot of modern popular anime doesn't really appeal to me. I'm more into the giant robots and shonen-style fighting and classic action anime that you don't see too much of anymore. A lot of what comes out today is very slice of life and is a little bit harder for me to get into. Megalo Box, however, is 100% a throwback anime, exactly in the style that I am looking for, and it is awesome. Every single frame of this anime is intended to spark a kind of nostalgic feeling for you if you grew up watching anime, if you have any fondness for those 90s and early 2000s animes that were all about kind of, you know, getting stronger and proving yourself and fighting and kind of those kind of action animes. This is exactly what that is. In fact, it's so kind of bent on being kind of this like nostalgic trip for you that it's even drawn and displayed at an intentionally low resolution to evoke that feeling of being an old anime. Some people kind of hate the fact that it isn't super crisp and that it has that kind of fuzzy old nature to it. But personally, I think that works incredibly well to its benefit. And I constantly forgot that I was watching a currently airing show as I was watching episodes of it and thought that I was maybe seeing something that came out in the 90s that anime fans had been talking about for decades and not a show that was currently airing in this season of television. Now, as far as plot goes, it is basically a boxing anime at its core. It is set in this kind of mega corporation-esque future where the sport of boxing gets way more extreme. So boxers, instead of just boxing like normal, wear what are called gears. And gears are basically mechanical exoskeleton arms that make them hit way harder. Now, it's best if you don't think too hard about the logistics of this, why they would do it, how it helps the sport, and instead let yourself be taken over by the rule of cool. The logic doesn't really matter because it looks so freaking rad to see two fighters completely duke it out with these mechanical arms on. You get to see the sparks fly and the hits come insanely hard, and it just is awesome. It is really incredibly awesome to see. Every single boxer has a slightly different style, a slightly different version of arm, of gear that he's wearing, so you get to see everybody's different take on it. Some are very light and fast, some are very, you know, huge and bulking, and it is really, really neat, and it adds an extra level of kind of, like, ridiculousness and coolness on top of the boxing. The show follows a boxer that when you first meet him, he's basically as low as you can go. He's not an official citizen, so he can't compete in sanctioned boxing matches. He's basically this stray dog that competes in these underground boxing matches, and he throws fights to earn extra money. So he loses intentionally in order to make up the cash, just in order to live, to survive. And of course, because this is a shonen-style anime, he goes from the lowest of lows and rises up, gaining more and more prominence as the show goes on. And I won't spoil the plot of future episodes any further than that, but I will say that you get incredibly invested in the little family that forms around Joe, the main boxer. His trainer, who you will initially hate, you end up loving him. You end up rooting for him, and he will become one of your favorite characters. Joe's little sidekick will easily become one of your favorite characters as well. He's insanely lovable. Even people who start out as enemies in the show that seem like they're just going to show up for a week, Joe's going to box them, and then we're going to forget about them, end up kind of joining in and becoming these allies in what feels like a very organic change and what is kind of incredibly satisfying as a payoff. The plot is amazing to the show. I thoroughly enjoyed it throughout. I really like the arc that Joe got to go on. And the ending, I thought the wrap up was, you know, really, really good. I won't spoil what happens, but it was surprising, and it was very satisfying kind of how everything wraps up in a bow. Now, aside from the plot being awesome, I won't say much more about that. I want to point out that the music is also incredible in Megalobox. I usually skip anime openings once I've seen them once because they're very long, and once you see it one time, you kind of see it as much as you need. You don't need to see it over and over again. But with Megalobox, I watched the opening kind of kick and rock song to every single episode. I sat through it for all 13 episodes, and I would find myself humming it days later. It's this really kind of this awesome driving rock song that fits really well with the show. The incidental music throughout the show was also really, really good. I would always find myself kind of like tapping my foot along to it. And towards the end of the series, one character breaks out into a rap that is completely unexpected, but actually like ridiculously cool. I'm kind of shocked that they chose to do it because, you know, it was a real change of tone for that episode, but it worked out really well and I really, really liked it. So overall, music-wise, this show had a whole lot to offer. I really can't recommend Megalobox enough kind of overall, especially if you're looking to get into an anime that is different from kind of the current modern crop of anime. If those don't seem to interest you, this is maybe something that you can kind of sink your teeth into. It's gorgeous, it's classic, and it's pretty kick-ass. So that's going to do it for Pretty Dece for today. Thank you very much for joining me to talk about Megalobox. If you like this show and you want to see more, new episodes of Pretty Dece premiere weekdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on twitch.tv/PrettyDeceShow. You can also check out the daily episodes on the podcast feed, wherever you download your podcasts from, and on the YouTube channel. You can find that at prettydeceshow.com/video or by searching for Pretty Dece on YouTube. Finally, you can find me on Facebook and Twitter at Pretty Dece Show.